Summer Show with Dave Cruz and Donnie
on 92.5 XTU.
So, you guys, I came across this story that made me think of you, so I want to share it because there have been, for at least half of the people in this room right now, there are weird things going on with your mail.
Very true, yeah.
Dave never gets his.
No.
And Shannon is getting mysterious packages in the mail.
That's right.
So that's why I found this story interesting. There is a woman named Simone, and she lives in a town called Oak Park. And Simone has been getting shoes sent to her regularly.
Okay.
Constantly. Shoes. Always shoes coming in the mail.
Love it.
All different sizes.
Oh.
All high heels and pretty cheesy. So, Shannon, I'm going to show you a couple of
different sizes.
That's, yeah.
No.
Ooh, what are they?
And so, like, they're not.
Don't
they're like cheesy shoes, but they're all different kinds, all different sizes, all different styles.
So it's not stuff she's ordered.
No.
Okay.
No, and she was worried that, so she's checking her credit card statements and stuff to make sure that she's not getting charged for these. She's tried to go back to the addresses that are on the packaging and get in touch with them. And then, and you know, there's one company, and she's reaching out to them and saying, like, I'm getting all this stuff, and I don't know why, but I'm not ordering it, and I don't know why you're sending it to me. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we'll take care of it. So she finally told the post office, and she was like, this stuff is coming, and it doesn't belong to me. And they were like, well, you know, you have to go through the company. All we can do is bring the stuff to where it's addressed.
Mm-hmm.
So it turns out that the problem is this company, remarkably, is in China.
Okay.
But they have some sort of a warehouse, something or other, somewhere near where Simone lives. And it's like Simone Street. But the address that they have is incorrect. So the Postal Service will then try to make sense of it. And what they've made sense of is this woman Simone's address.
Oh,
so people are ordering these shoes from Amazon, from this Chinese company on Amazon. And then when they don't want them, they send them back. But instead of them actually going back to the company or the warehouse, they're all going to Simone's house.
What? That's
so
amazing.
She has hundreds of really cheesy, awful... I mean, I guess I shouldn't be this judgmental about them.
I wish you could see Shannon's face when you said hundreds.
Hundreds
of free
shoes. That's a lot
of
rejected shoes.
It's a lot of rejected shoes. But imagine all the customers on Amazon that are ordering from all over the world and sending them back, and they're all going to Simone's house.
Yeah. So that's the key, to find a business, like if you live on 31st Street, find a business there and change your name to 31st.
That's brilliant.
Everything will get returned
to
you.
That's brilliant. But I wonder if this happened in the other way, in that you are accidentally getting stuff that you want. Like my friend Jane once got a whole set of golf clubs. Really nice golf clubs.
That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
And she could not figure out where they came from, but there was no charge on it. And they came from Dick's, and she got in touch with Dick's, and they're like, listen, all we can do is send them to the address. Like, we don't know anything else.
Yeah. I know a friend who recently, maybe a year and a half ago, moved into a new house, and every quarter, they get a box of champagne, like 4 champagne bottles.
No.
She even contacted the previous owner, and he's like, I don't know, they just show up. That's just what happens.
So it happened to him,
it's
too?
For years. They have no idea where it's coming from or how to stop it.
Like,
why would you stop it? No one said anything.
Never move.
There's never a bill.
That's fantastic.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
What a great excuse to just drink champagne all the time.
The house is making me do it.
I love that.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so maybe this is one of those, like, you know, little God winks. You're doing something right, honey, because look at all the free stuff you're getting in the mail.
Here's some golf clubs, 100 pair of shoes, and some champagne. Enjoy.
Join the Andy Summers Show.
Call or text 215-263-6700.
Good morning, XTU. Who's this?
This is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. Tell us your story.
Okay, so we got a coffee maker. It's actually addressed to my son, who lives in Pittsburgh. So we got a brand new coffee maker. It was a nice one. I forget the brand, but it was really nice. And I called him. I said, did you order a coffee maker? He's like, no. We have no idea where it came from or why it came to the house. We tried contacting the sender, and nobody knew anything. They're like, keep it. I'm like, okay.
So nobody got charged for it?
Nobody got charged for it. He checked his bank account. I checked my bank account, our credit cards, nothing.
That's a win.
That's amazing.
I'll take it.
Absolutely. Hey, love you guys. Love your show. Have a fantastic day.
Hey, Jay. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from media.
Oh, cool. All right. So tell us your story.
This is the dumbest story ever. So I started receiving all kinds of packages, coffee makers, clothes, and then more and more expensive stuff. Couldn't figure out who sent it. Somebody had stolen my identity, but they were so stupid that they didn't change the address.
Oh, my gosh.
Everything they ordered, I got.
So it was it actually being billed on your credit card or taken out of your...
Uh-huh.
Yes, but you're still getting it.
I was getting it, and they tracked it down, and he never changed the address for delivery.
What did he
stole my identity. I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Lucky you. Yeah.
What kind of stuff did they order?
I know. Oh, there were clothes. There were leather jackets, and to be honest, the places said, just keep the stuff. So I gave stuff away, and... The coffee maker is still in my daughter's office. They didn't know where to track it to, so they were like, you get to keep it, but we're going to get the guy. So,
You found a loophole in the system, Jay.
I did. Yeah.
You won't tell anybody.
That's fantastic.
I won't.
Okay.
That's crazy. Wow. Well, good for you. Thanks so much for sharing, Jay.
Thank you. Love you. Love your show.
Gosh, you guys really take the cake. Stephanie, tell us your story.
So, like, 2 or 3 years ago, we opened our mailbox one day, and there was a box of matzo bread in it.
Oh.
We did keep it. My mom actually loves matzo bread, so that was a plus.
Okay.
But it happened for about 6 months, once or twice a week.
You were, like, on the matzo of the week club or something?
Maybe.
Is that even a thing?
We couldn't figure it out. We thought maybe it was one of our neighbors, but they had no idea what we were talking about.
I'm like, what is this matzo you speak of?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
And, like, none of our neighbors are Jewish. Like, we didn't know where it was coming from.
Oh, but your mom liked it, so good for her. That's good. Thanks, Stephanie.
Thank you. Love you guys. Love your show.
Lauren, good morning. Tell us your story.
Hi, good morning. So during all the prep for my baby shower, we had a whole stockpile of packages show up from Amazon, and they just lived there. And when we were opening everything, I had a tree that was randomly delivered. We called Amazon to try to figure out who it was supposed to go to, what it was supposed to be.
Oh, my gosh.
They couldn't track it, so I ended up with a tree.
How big was the tree?
You know those fake trees that sit near doctor's offices that are, like, weird but floor-to-ceiling?
Yes.
Yeah, it was one of those.
So, Lauren, those are really expensive. It was a fake tree?
It's a fake tree, yeah. One of those doctor office fake tree things.
Yeah, like, they're really expensive.
I have no idea.
Do you still have it?
My mom has it, actually, because they told us to keep it because they couldn't track it.
That is, I mean, that is fantastic. Oh. I would love a fake tree. Lauren, I'm really envious. If you ever come across another, call me, okay?
I definitely will.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Lauren.
No problem. Love you guys. Love your show.
Hey, Valerie, where are you calling from?
Browns Mills.
Browns Mills, New Jersey.
So what's your story, Valerie?
I had 4 mattresses delivered to my house. It was my address, but there was no name on it. And I tried to tell the delivery man that it was not mine.
Oh, my gosh.
But he ripped them off anyway.
So, like, what do you do with 4 mattresses?
Well, I took the car in the company that they came from, and they didn't know what I was talking about. Because there was no name on there.
Right.
It was really crazy. And then the next day, the delivery man came, and they picked up the 4 mattresses. But for, like, a whole day, I had 4 mattresses sitting in my living room.
Weird.
It was really crazy.
I
know. I think I would have just been bouncing on them.
Yeah. Backyard wrestling or something.
Would have been a good idea if I had little kids at the time. I love you guys, and I totally love your show.
Woo! We love you, girl.
Thank you, Valerie.
Country mornings are the best.
The Andy Summers Show. Weekday mornings.
It puts us in a great mood.
On Philly's country station.
92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.